Hey guys, welcome to Shambles Podcast. My name is Sherwin Thiessen.
And my name is Amberly, also Thiessen. So you might be wondering why our podcast is named Shambles, but as our names go together, it's Sherwin and Amberly, so we decided to call it Shambles. And this is our first episode of our podcast.
Our life isn't in shambles, but that's just what we decided to call our podcast. So, yeah, bear with us. We've been married for right about 2 years or 18 months now. We got married in August 19,
Yeah, in 2023.
2023.
So almost 2 years.
And yeah, so we live out in Belize, which is in Central America. We're both born and raised here. We'll get to that a bit later. I work as a youth pastor at a local church here, quite a conservative church, and Amberly does a whole lot of things. She's quite a busy woman.
Well, a whole lot of little things. Managing a few Airbnbs and an event venue that we just started when we got married. It was built for our wedding,
Yeah,
actually.
that was quite unique.
So managing that, and I do help out with the youth. I mean, it's a little bit
In youth
different. We kind of
ministry.
do it, we're the youth pastor couple, but you're the one that does it for your job, and I just show up to events and help out here and
Yeah,
there.
here in Belize, the whole system of youth ministry, it is quite different than what I'd be used to. But yeah, so we really thought of a podcast. So we were on a road trip about a week ago or 2 weeks ago now, and during that time, we really thought it would be a good idea to find some time to be intentional, to both even just sit down and talk to each other as life can get really busy, but at the same time to share with the world and talk about our life experiences and talk about what we've been through and what we've learned, and as we continue to learn and grow, to maybe give some insight to other people if they really want it.
Yeah, I listen to quite a few podcasts like during the week. I have at least two or three that I listen to weekly, so I really enjoy podcasts. And so on a road trip, I made sure when listened to the podcast that I listen to. And so then we're
Surprisingly, it
like,
was really good. I actually really enjoyed it.
yeah, so that's where like we could do our own. I don't know if our life is that interesting, but at least we can share with each other. And like you said, like I feel like us taking time to talk out loud, you learn a lot when you say something out loud too. So I feel like even although this podcast is for people to learn more about us, but it's also for us to learn more about each other in our lives and whatever it is. So yeah, we'll just be sharing stuff that we go through and also maybe some like devotional stuff or spiritual growth. I think even as a youth pastor couple, there's a lot of things that we've learned in ministry and also in our own lives. So it's like it'll also be catering towards spiritual growth or Christian topics as well as just or day-to-day lives
Just
or
life in general, yeah.
yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
we have some really crazy and unique experiences we get to go through and we get to live through here in Belize. And just in general, I think our life is, it's not that it's always exciting, but it's pretty random sometimes. Our day-to-day life changes so much. And yeah, it's really good. And I think this is a great opportunity or a great space for us to just to, like you said already, like to connect, but also to share. And sometimes it's hard to sit down and feel like, okay, what's the purpose of us just sitting down and talking to each other? I know that sounds strange when you're married, but like we get to talk to each other all the time. And then when you do it so often, I feel like the purpose of those small conversations, they feel purposeless because like, well, we talk all the time. Like when we will see each other, we'll have interactions, and then it's like, okay, but like, where's the meaning? And even for us to sit down and now to try out doing a podcast, like I think it gives us a new purpose and a fire, and like we can reshare those experiences and share those experiences and genuinely be excited for each other because we're excited for this opportunity at the same time. And I don't know, I think it's really cool. I've been really excited for this opportunity since our
Yeah,
trip.
for sure. And I feel like too, like you get so caught up in just talking about like plans, like or things that need to get done. So it's like, yeah, taking time to just talk about things that have happened or things we enjoy instead of just
To
like,
reflect a bit instead of always just planning what's going
yeah,
ahead, to actually sit
exactly.
down and relax,
Yeah,
drink a
instead of,
coffee and share. Yeah. Share over what has happened in our lives and what's happened in the previous days. I think it'd be a good idea for us to also maybe share about who we are and like where we come from or how we were raised. So we were both born here in Belize. We were both born in a Mennonite community, hence the last name. My last name is Thiessen.
Mine was Reimer.
Yeah,
I mean, legally it's still Reimer. Yeah. I haven't changed it over, except for my driver's. So.
Hopefully that can happen someday so that we can officially be married. No, I'm just kidding. Like, we are married.
But. I mean, I did renew my passport for 10 years just before we got married. So yeah,
18 months before we got married. Let's keep that last name for another 10 years.
Yeah, at least for a little bit. Nah, I just need to like go into actually change the paperwork. I feel like that's something you don't think about when you get married is like the legal aspect of changing your name.
That's
like,
there's a lot of little things that you'll never think about.
Yeah, like that you actually have to, like the paperwork part of it, which I don't know anything about because I haven't really looked into it. But I don't think it's that difficult. You just have to bring your marriage certificate or whatever, wherever you go. But yes, as you were saying, what about you could share like kind of your life growing up until we met, like kind of because you moved from Belize for a while before we met anyways. So.
Yeah, so I was born here in Spanish Lookout, which is a small little community. So Belize is a country of about 300 to 400,000 people. The town we grew up in is about 2,000 people. It's now grown to 3,000 in the last 2 years. Very small town, very conservative, very business oriented. I was born and raised in a Christian home. I went to school here in Spanish Lookout till 5th grade, and then grades 6 through 12, I actually went to a school in the city. The school was called Belize Christian Academy. It was about a 30-minute commute, which is quite a bit for in Belize. Like, people don't drive very far or long distances. On a road trip, we're driving 8 hours a day, but in Belize, if you drive an hour and a half, you're across the whole country pretty much, or if you go 2 or 3 hours, you can get from the north side of the country to the south side of the country. Like, it's not a big country, so the little driving that does happen, it often seems like very much. But anyways, so caught public, or not public bus, but the school had a bus that was running. So I'd go to school that way from grades 6 through 12. I grew up in a family, three siblings. Oldest sibling was a sister, and then a brother, and then a sister, and then me. So girl, boy. It was, quite unique. I'm quite a bit younger than my oldest two siblings. They were 9 years and 8 years older than me. And then my sister that's closest to me, she's about 3 years older than me. So I was definitely the youngest child. I feel like that was, it gave for a quite unique experience. My dad was quite a bit older, growing up. And like when I was a kid, so it felt almost as if my oldest two siblings, not that they were my parents, but I had more to do with them than my parents, because I feel like my dad, mostly he would have been away and working quite a bit, although the business was close by to our house. But it was a quite unique experience growing up. Not that I would have said my family was very wealthy, but we were quite well off in general, or according to the area we were growing up in. And compared to the other people. It was unique getting the opportunity to go to school outside of Spanish Lookout. Not many people did that. It was a very foreign experience, I think. But also after 12th grade, I took 1 year to work here in Belize. And then after that year, I went to Bible school in Steinbeck, Manitoba, so in Canada. So I did 4 years there. And then I did 1 year of just work after Bible school. I wanted to kind of figure out what my life would look like. I intermed as an assistant youth pastor for some time during my fourth year and after that of Bible school, and then was actually contemplating going into physiotherapy or athletic therapy. And I did 1 year of studies, and then I applied too late to get into a different university, so University of Manitoba. I wanted to go into University of Manitoba to finish my degree. I did 1 year in a different university, and I had to transfer, but I applied too late. They were full. So I thought I would come to Belize, work here for about 2-3 months, and then I'd go back to Canada and work a bit and then enroll again. But that never happened. I came back to Belize and found my love for Amberly.
Yeah, you saw me.
I saw her. And I stayed here, and Yeah, I thought eventually I would ask her out, and if it didn't work, I could always run away very far away from Belize and go back to Canada. And if it did well, then it was worth the risk. So, yeah, went for it. It was very nerve-wracking. But yeah, then we dated for about 2 years, got married, and here we are today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I'm sure there's like so many other life experiences which we'll be like sharing probably throughout the podcast as they
For
come up
sure.
or as we're
Yeah.
reminded of different things like from our childhood or whatever that plays a role into who we are now or why we do the things we do. I feel like that's been something we've learned a lot. Like the way you grow up affects so much of what you do now or why how you think things through and stuff like that.
For sure.
So yeah, that's pretty cool. Like you mentioned, we did grow up in the same community. So probably our parents live like what, 3 minutes from each other in the same town. So it's like we grew up very close to each other. I was actually born in Orange Walk, which is like, how far is Orange Walk from Sebastian Gap?
About 2 hours,
Yeah,
two
two
and a half,
hours.
yeah.
So like from where my parents live now, which is far, but yeah. There was, so that wasn't normal, but whatever.
That's right.
It's
Your
just
brother was
in.
sick, so they took him to the hospital. And
Yeah.
they went 2 hours away to take Eloy to the hospital, and
Yeah.
then their little Amberly decides to be conveniently born while
Yeah,
they're
like I think of, I'm just that person that like I
there.
try to make things effective and just like don't want to cause any trouble. So it's like since my parents were there already, I'm like I could just be born now so that my parents don't have to make another trip.
Yeah.
So that's basically who I am as a,
Convenient Amberly, yeah.
yeah,
Just
as a
does
middle
whatever other
child, I'm
people.
always like conveniently.
Whatever other
No,
people
I
find.
have one older sister and one older brother and then a younger sister.
That's right.
And we're quite spread out as well. My older sister is how she's
She's from
eight years
1994,
older than me,
yeah.
8 or 9 years older than me, and my younger sister is 5 years younger than me. So we're quite spread out.
Never thought about
But we
that.
get along pretty well, which is good. I enjoy
That's
that. So yeah, I was born here. I've lived in Belize my whole life. I never moved away. My family did do a lot of like vacationing like every summer, so I've been to a lot of places and like even for sometimes like 3 months at a time or so. But always lived here. Always lived in the same house that I live in. So when just before I was born, my parents moved into the house they still currently have. And so me and my younger sister have lived there our whole lives. I mean, they remodeled and upgraded and stuff like
Yeah.
that, but the location is the same. And I also went to school here in Sebastian Gout. I went to it was called EMMC school at the time. It was the church had its own school. So actually when I went to kindergarten at age 5, it was the first year the school opened.
Yeah.
So yeah, like with my age girls or age kids, we were the first ones and we were the first year it was open. So I went there until like 8th or 9th grade. Like I finished up 9th grade during the summer and then I went to BCA just like
Same high
you
school I
did,
went to,
yeah,
yeah.
for 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. So my family, like my older two siblings went to BCA as well, just like
Yeah,
yours.
and I would
So
have
it
actually went
was,
with them
yeah,
both,
like
yeah, so.
there was like maybe two or three families in Sebastian Gout that sent their kids out,
That's right.
like outside. Most of my friends finished high school, but it wasn't very common. Like I feel like not a lot of people finished high school here. It was like you kind of go to 8th grade or so,
Yeah.
and
And
then
then
you,
you work. Like, we're very conservative. We education isn't or wasn't very valued, especially then. It's changing now.
Exactly. Well, and most parents, like your family owns its own business. So it's like you just work for the
Or you
family
farm. Yeah.
business.
Yeah,
Yeah, or
exactly.
farm, like whatever it is. And so it's like you kind of didn't need the education to get a job.
That's right.
So I think there was that idea of like
And
not everybody valued education so
and
much.
extremely sheltered as well, right? Like, to send your kids to into the world, so to say, to learn and be taught and make friends there. It's quite risky when you think of it. Like, you could just have friends that go to church and you know all of your friends or all of your kids' friends' parents, and like it's so much simpler or safer, you think. But a lot of that has changed over time too,
Yeah, no, for
and I
sure.
think people are a lot not necessarily open-minded, but more willing to take risks or have seen the experiences work in the past. So yeah, I don't know. It's very unique, but
yeah. And like, yeah, that's definitely changed, but I feel like that's why it was nice to like have grown up in a sheltered community that like for my primary school was here. Then I feel like for high school you already kind of had a good foundation of like who you were and stuff like that, so that you didn't get influenced so much by people that maybe didn't have the best lifestyle.
Yeah,
but it's really good, I think, to like experience the different cultures. I've like at least noticed that. I feel like now I know how to interact with people of different culture, and I think if you are sheltered and you're never experience that or open to it, then it's like you don't really know how to interact with people that don't have the same background as you. But yeah, so
for sure.
I went to high school there, graduated, and then that the next following semester or whatever, I started going to university here in Belize, which was called Galen University. So I only went part-time because I was also working part-time, and I was in a program for business administration and working for my dad. He has like a construction company, so I was just working in the office part-time and doing school. Shortly after, well, like I had one semester and then COVID hit here, so everything went online, which I actually enjoyed. Like, it was fine.
Quite
I did
typical,
like my experience. Yeah. I did like my experience at university. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I joined the volleyball team and stuff like that. I've been playing volleyball for high school and then university, and it was cool. We got to go to like San Pedro for regionals and stuff.
Which is just an island, yeah.
Yeah, which is an island. So it felt like a pretty...
really cool. Good experience.
Yeah, like it was a big deal. So that was fun. And yeah, I basically stayed doing that until we met. Like I was working part-time and in university part-time. I like started managing an Airbnb or two right around the time that we met. And
that's
so,
right.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, I
for
guess
that.
That I started working for your dad right around the time that that you were starting to manage the Airbnbs.
Yeah.
Like, and then, yeah, I remember helping out a little bit here.
Yeah,
there,
like that was right in the beginning. And like youth-wise, I was always like a part of our church youth group. Like my parents were very involved in church, like
yeah,
being different leaders, youth leaders, and all kinds of things. So I feel like growing up, it was always like we were really involved. I really
yeah,
enjoyed it. I didn't like necessarily have a certain part, as in like I didn't play like an instrument and be on a team or whatever, but like I just part, like whenever there was an event, like
willing
just,
to help.
Yeah, you
serving
go,
food
you show
or
up and,
setting up or
yeah,
tearing down or decorating, whatever it was.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
lots of fun.
Yeah, you guys, your family is very much that way, involved in that way, hands
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it was just kind of, I think you grow up and it's like, well, you just, it you do it, like it's
yeah,
expected, but I also like definitely enjoyed it. It
yeah,
was it was good. I really
that's
enjoyed
true,
my like teenage life. It was lots of fun.
Yeah, no, it was really good. Myself included, I really enjoyed, I enjoyed the opportunity to grow up in a third world country and essentially live a life out in the boonies as you would in Canada or US or whatever. Like you live
mm-hmm,
a country life, but that was just the only opportunity we had. Like there is no city living in Belize really. Like, I mean, yeah, you can live in the city, but it doesn't look the same. Like a lot of city living people are the perverse, impoverished people here. It's not a very wealthy country in general, right? Like,
yeah.
And living out in the country or yeah, Spanish Gout is definitely one of the wealthier towns here. And,
yeah.
And it gave a really good experience, but I feel like I've learned a lot, especially with leaving Spanish Gout to grow up or like to be in high school. And I went to BC in sixth grade. I think that was great. My brother went in 11th grade and his life just took a completely different trajectory. Like he was super influenced by the world and the people there and not great influences. I remember lots of drug busts happening and like my brother would help them hide like different drugs and whatnot. And like it was just crazy how they would oh, I should probably not talk about that, but it's okay.
Maybe he probably is not going to listen to this.
No,
honestly,
he probably won't listen to it. But I just remember like how different things were for him and for me. And like, I don't know if it was that I went to school earlier, if it's just that you're different people, but
yeah,
yeah, it was cool. yeah, I don't know. I enjoyed my opportunity to experience what it's like to not be in a sheltered community for my whole life, and to actually see the world before being an adult, and that the temptations are so different. Like, it, you don't experience what it's like to be exposed to different struggles or different sins as an adult. You see it as a kid, and you can be led by the church. You can be led by your parents and your friends that are still here. You can still connect with them. Mm-hmm. And you don't just need to make these decisions all on your own now. Like, you still are younger. And I feel like that really helped me stay on the path that I think is good and right for people. But yeah, I don't know. I think personality matters as well at the same time.
So. Yeah, I think, yeah, definitely personality. But yeah, also like just your foundation or...
Yeah.
Yeah, and if that's true. Like, I love the community here. I think if I think of like us ever having kids, like I do think it's so nice to have a community where it's like you genuinely do know who your neighbors are. You know who your kids' friends' parents are. And I think that's huge because it's like you are able to trust more people with your child. But I do think there's a point of in your life where it's like you need to go out into the world. And but yeah, like you hope that you have a good foundation, that you're not just swayed by whatever comes your way.
Yeah.
And it helps you develop who you are as a person, and even if like you make mistakes or you get caught up, like you can learn from them and you can grow and strengthen. So yeah,
for sure.
I feel like that's a little bit about who we are before we met. We could do a podcast later on how we met on our whole story. But yeah,
like for sure. And yeah, I guess for today probably that's it. And we plan to hopefully do a podcast every other week, something like that, along those lines. If you find this interesting or if you find us boring, you can listen to us while you drive or while you have nothing else to do. Maybe you're mowing your lawn. But and maybe I'll listen to this myself to just hear myself and hear us. And
I would listen to hear you, but I don't like hearing my own voice. Yeah, I feel like that problem, would be my only problem. Yeah. But yeah, definitely. I know some of the things we talked about that we would like to share on our podcast or whatever. It's like I think we definitely want to talk maybe a bit more about like our jobs or like what you do in youth ministry and what I do, kind of just talking about our day-to-day lives and like
for sure
the road trip that we just came back from. We had a really great experience, so I think we'd love to share the different places we went, the things we saw, things like that, maybe our different hobbies, and like I said before too, like even do like mini devotions or maybe something that we learned and how we're growing spiritually or what we're doing in youth ministry, different things like that. So it'll be like a podcast mixed with several different things.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we talked about.
But yeah.
Sharing. Well, that was.
We'll come to it as time goes, I guess.
Yeah. We'll figure it out as life goes. Maybe something crazy happens.
We wanted to do it to get exposed to it and see where it takes us and see where it leads us. And I'm for sure doing it for us or for myself. It's not really about who hears it.
Yeah.
But it's just about doing it. It gives something to do and it doesn't matter. And it's awesome. And I think it'll be fun and I think it'll be good. So.
Yeah, it's great. And like even to think about like 10 years from now to listen back to what we say.
And see where we were. Yeah.
Yeah.
And see how life goes. And maybe this isn't something we'll do for long and maybe it is something we'll do for the rest of our lives. Who knows?
Yeah, but we'll see.
We'll start with it now and see where it goes.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much for listening and hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yeah. See you guys on Shambles Podcasts in the near future, hopefully in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
See you. Bye.
See you guys. Bye.